WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The Democratic ticket is set and heading out on the campaign trail in the race for the White House.
And in 91 days, the nation will know Coach Waltz by another name, Vice President of the United States.
Vice President Harris joined by her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, in their first joint appearance last night in Philadelphia. Meantime, Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, is already attacking Walz as a radical liberal. Southern California calming down after a magnitude 5.2 earthquake last night, followed by some two dozen aftershocks, but no reports of any major damage or injuries. And on the East Coast, Tropical Storm Debbie mixed with a round of summer storms, dropping heavy rain and flooding that forecasters say could linger for days. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Baraboo schools are set to vote Monday on an $85 million referendum. The board plans to vote on putting a referendum on the fall ballot. That proposed $85.7 million referendum would raise property taxes by $55 for every $100,000 of value. Iowa County officials reported arresting two men over the last month for driving over 100 miles per hour in separate incidents on U.S. Highway 14. During the first incident, a deputy saw a vehicle going 72 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. As the deputy tried to stop the driver near U.S. Highway 14, the driver hit the gas and allegedly sped away. The driver, a 30-year-old arena man, eventually pulled into a convenience store, and that's when authorities took him into custody. The second arrest happened in the early morning hours on Monday. A deputy started to chase the vehicle on U.S. Highway 14 at speeds over 100 miles per hour. After about 3 miles, the suspect lost control of the vehicle and crashed into the woods near County Highway C. EMS officials treated the 25-year-old Spring Green man and released him. He faces a charge of vehicle operator flee and eluding an officer. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 78. Friday, sunshine, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. Halfway through another work week, let the countdown to the weekend begin, unless it already has for you. And then I'm right there with you. Same boat, same page, whatever you want to say. It's Hall & Oates now. This is Private Eyes.
Free. 90s, and more.
Tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
Pete Townsend, Let My Love Open the Door. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Wednesday?
Good morning, Maddie. I don't know how it's going for you, but the week really seems to be flying by here.
It's going pretty quickly, absolutely. And what a gorgeous start to the day as well. Went outside this morning, walked Aspen. There wasn't a bug around. That's always a win in my book. And just a cool breeze and only 50-some degrees at the time. Had to wear a hoodie outside again. It was absolutely perfectly lovely. And we're in store for a really awesome rest of the week, which we'll talk about the forecast in more detail in just a few minutes. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday?
You know, just a lot of putzing around, really. You were talking about the cooler temperatures. Mm-hmm. I'm already kind of thinking about Halloween, so I'm
sure.
You know, I'm starting to bring a few things up from the garage and stuff and get ready for that because I know we're a few months away, but I don't know, the past few years, that holiday has just kind of slipped away from me.
Right.
So I'm kind of excited for it this year. So started to do that and just basically some putzing around the house and in the office. How about you? How was your day yesterday?
It was a pretty boring, kind of mundane sort of day. What did we end up doing yesterday? To be honest, I can't even remember. That tells you how exciting it really was. Oh, Aspen had a spa day. That was the highlight of my day, taking her to her spa day. That was pretty much it, if that tells you how exciting it really truly was.
Well, it was exciting for her.
She loves to go to the puppy spa. She really, really does. She doesn't love the bath part so much, but she loves the blow drying part. heart, which is weird because most dogs hate that. She also loves to be social with some of the other puppies. Now, they're not allowed to, you know, do anything, but she gets to see them, and that's enough in her book. Anytime she gets to high-pitched squeal and yip and make weird sounds that only non-humans should make, it's a good day for her. But that was pretty much the extent of it. Corey worked at home for a little bit yesterday, then he went into the station for a little bit, so it was one of those kind of split days. And I got through the rest of Logan, and I got through Deadpool 1 yesterday in my quest to make sure I'm caught up enough to go see Deadpool and Wolverine with Dexter.
So how are we doing? Are we? How did you feel about those movies now that you're all caught up?
I said yesterday, like, I understand why families have kind of gravitated away from Marvel as far as, you know, watching it with the smaller kids, because this is not your just comic book movie stuff anymore. This is, like, gruesome stuff. There's a lot of grossness that's happening in these movies. And that kind of stuff doesn't bother me, but I can totally understand. I said this yesterday, why people who maybe have younger kids have gravitated away from Marvel, because this is not, I don't know if it's really what they started out with. Now, none of the Marvel stuff was ever that awesome as far as younger kids go, but they loved their Iron Man, they loved their Captain America, you know, maybe Black Widow and Hulk, of course, thrown in there. But it's always been, you know, a little bit more on the bloody side when it comes to Marvel, but boy, Logan and Deadpool just take it to a whole new level. Holy bucket. So, yeah. I mean, I didn't mind. They're fine. They're not really my forte. They're not really my cup of tea as far as movies go. They're not horrible. I kind of left MCU back in the dust a few years ago when Dexter kind of got out of it, which was the only reason I even cared, because he liked to go see those movies. He liked to watch them with us. So I got a little bit into it with him. I left that behind a while ago. And so, yeah, it's a far cry from some of the original stuff, though. Let's just put it like that.
We've all, as parents, we've all taken one for the team every once in a while. You know, I can remember those movies with my kids, too. In fact, when those Scooby-Doo movies came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Woo, wow.
Had to brush
love my
up
children.
You had to brush up on all your Scooby snack trivia, didn't you, to go to that
Zoinkies.
One.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. At some point I've got to watch Deadpool 2 so that we can actually go see Deadpool and Wolverine, and he can enjoy it on a big screen.
And now, are you planning on doing that this weekend, see the new movie?
We're going to try. Now, here's the thing. The weather is supposed to be incredibly beautiful, and so Corey and I have big lofty plans to maybe get our stuff wrapped up Friday morning early and then head over to Milwaukee and do a day at the State Fair. Now, he went last week, but I wouldn't go because you stepped outside. It was gross. There was no way I was walking around a state fair when it was that hot and humid. Mm-hmm. And this week it's supposed to be a little warm, like, you know, 75, 80 degrees, which is not bad, but that's a far cry from whatever we had last week. And so I'm always down for a day at the fair, eating some delicious food on a stick, because I feel like if you're not eating food on a stick at a state fair, you're not doing it correctly. Going to check out all of the different vendors and, you know, some of the 4-H work and all of the cool stuff that the fair has to offer.
Yeah, it's always
now,
fun.
We've contemplated that, whether or not we actually have the ambition to do it. I mean, it sounds good in theory, let's be honest. It sounds awesome in theory. Day at the fair, just the two of us hanging out, going into wine pavilions, beer pavilions, doing all that kind of stuff. Then we actually have to get ourselves there, though. And that's where the trouble lies.
That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, when you're heading towards a weekend like that, you have all these great expectations and you're thinking about all these great things. And then you actually get to the weekend and you just,
pants on, you say.
Right.
You want me to actually walk around, you say. That's kind of how it feels. So we'll see how it goes. But that's kind of what's on our agenda right now. Then we'd obviously be home for the rest of the weekend. So, yes, maybe Deadpool and Wolverine, because I feel like that's going to be just a Dexter and Mom moment, because Corey has no time to sit down and watch Logan, Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2, catch himself up with the whole thing, and then not be annoying in the middle of the film asking us what's going on. And that drives Dexter absolutely bonkers, which is why I'm trying to brush up before I get there, because
so
I know
have
it
to
drives
ask questions. Yeah,
right. Because I know that drives him bonkers in the middle of a movie, and I don't want to do that to him. So I want to be able to keep keep up with everything that's going on. I do have questions, though, already. And I mean, these movies are older, so I feel like I'm not giving too much of a spoiler alert. Because I watched Logan, and Wolverine died. And now he's going to be back in Deadpool and Wolverine. So I don't understand how we go from being dead to resurrecting and being back in another movie. So I'm hoping there's some questions answered at some point, because I watched him. They buried him. He's dead. And I don't know how we get Wolverine back. But hopefully MCU has an answer for that very strange question that I'm sure a lot of us had.
Because it's a superhero movie, you have to suspend your disbelief in some parts, right? I mean,
sure.
That's kind of part and parcel of the whole genre.
I guess we'll go with that. Yeah. I don't know. It was very, very strange. But I was like, all right, it's MCU. I'll buy it. I'll keep going with this whole thing. Yeah. I did love Deadpool, though, because we all love Ryan Reynolds, right? He's quirky. He's funny. He's done some incredible stuff over the last few years. And I love that they put a lot of his personality into Deadpool.
Well, that was
I did appreciate that.
Yeah, that was kind of a passion project for him.
Yeah.
He really wanted to do that movie. So he went all in on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at me seeing like I'm up with the times. I mean, it's only a movie that came out in 2016. I'm just getting around to it, people, if that tells you how far behind I usually am. So last week, we're going to switch gears here for a second. We talked a little bit about that Britney Spears biopic. You know, they're making a movie off of her memoir. Mm-hmm. And it's official. It's happening. So Ranker.com asked the same question you asked me. Who should play the lead? Who should play Britney Spears? And there's a lot of good choices on this list. I couldn't really think of anybody off the top of my head, but this helps you out a little bit, makes you really think about some of those great females that we have in Hollywood right now. Now, there's a whole big list over at Ranker.com, which, interestingly enough, Meryl Streep comes in at number 19. People do realize the age gap there, right?
Wait, seriously?
Like, yeah, she comes in at number 19 on the list. This will be one of the movies she wins an Oscar for or something. Watch, because she's been nominated so many times. But there's a lot of other really great actresses on the list, and we're not going to go through the whole thing, but I'll run down some of the names. Elizabeth Olsen, speaking of MCU, Scarlet Witch, she comes in at number 15 on the list. Anya Taylor-Joy is at number 12 on the list. I could see that. That's a good one. Margot Robbie at number 11. I don't mind that one either. You got Hailee Steinfeld at number 10. Elle Fanning at number 8 on the list. Dove Cameron at number 7. Chloe Grace Moretz comes in at number 5 at Ranker.com. Millie Bobby Brown at number 4. I don't think that would be too much of a stretch. I think she'd do okay with that role as well.
Well, she has played a character with a shaved head, so
there's that
whole period where Britney went crazy, so
yes.
I mean, she'd be familiar with that, I guess.
So she might have that look down already.
Yeah.
This is a good one, too. Florence Pugh. I never thought about that one. But
Isn't she
awesome?
She's such a good actress. Yeah.
She really, truly is. And I think she could pull off Britney. I think she could do it. Sydney Sweeney comes in at number 2 on the list. Now, here's what I'm going to say about Sydney Sweeney. I don't dislike Sydney Sweeney. I think she's fantastic. I've watched Euphoria. I'm actually, as I've said before, it's not, you just hope when you watch Euphoria, this is not what your actual teenagers are doing in real life, because it is pretty awful in a lot of phases. She's very, very good in Euphoria. I love her in that role that she plays on that particular series. However, I've seen her in a couple of other things recently, and I don't know if it was the script. I don't know if they're trying to make her be bigger than what she's going to be. I was like, wow, she really isn't that great in these roles. I just didn't feel like, she just didn't sell it for me. Does that make sense? Like, she didn't sell it. So I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about her. I don't dislike her, but I'm not sure that maybe there's a whole lot under the surface quite yet, even though I've maybe seen her stretch herself in Euphoria, but I haven't seen her stretch herself with some of the other roles she's done. And so that's all I'm saying. I'm not a Sydney Sweeney hater. I just want to see a little bit more from her before I would say, yes, go play this very complicated character. Because let's face it, playing Britney Spears for somebody is going to be a little complicated. I mean, there's been a whole lot going on in that realm, and we watch it every day on Instagram, too. There's still a lot going on there. And then the number one pick for a lot of people over at favoriteranker.com was Sabrina Carpenter. And I could see that. I think Sabrina would be a great choice. Plus, she's got, you know, a singing voice, so she could pull off the singing aspect of it. So I don't think that would be a horrible one either. But as we speculate who it's going to be, it's going to be somebody nobody's even thought of. If it's Meryl Streep, I just give. Like,
that would be something.
I got nothing for you.
Well, it's actually the ones on the list that I respect. Those ones, I'm actually a little bit more afraid, and I'd rather not have them do that part because I'm not sure this is a Britney Spears biopic. I'm not exactly sure that's really a good idea. This has the potential to be a complete disaster, but who knows? It could be a complete smash hit, you know?
Here's what I'm going to say. If Britney is involved, I think it gets really weird fast. If they hand off the project, she's given the money for the project, and they actually have a real production team, an actual studio, I think there's a story to tell, and there's definitely an audience for it as well, right? I mean, I've thought about this. There's definitely an audience for the Britney Spears biopic. Poor Justin Timberlake's never living down the memoir.
Well, next question is who's going to play Justin in the movie.
Oh, that would be interesting. Yeah. That will be fascinating. But I feel like with the right production team, if it's done well and Britney's not involved and doesn't have any sort of say in what the actual overall product is, other than yes, let's do this. This is the one.
Just
this is what's going to
it.
This.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like it might be okay. If Britney's involved in the production of the whole thing, I'm afraid that it never actually makes it to the big screen. I mean, that's just kind of how I feel about the whole thing. And again, I'm not a Britney Spears hater. You just got to watch her Instagram to know that sometimes life is a bit of a train wreck for Britney Spears right now. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying. And I don't want to get into a debate about Britney and anything like that because, you know, I mean, she brought it in the early 90s, early 2000s. She was part of our childhood.
Definitely.
She was part of the music scene. I've got mad respect for her. I didn't agree with the conservatorship, as we've talked about. At the same time, I think Britney needs very stable people around her. Maybe not everybody making all of the decisions, but somebody to guide her and help her, especially from what we've seen from her as of late. So that's all I'm going to say about Britney Spears. If she stays out, this might have potential. If she's going to be a part of it, I feel like it goes off the rails really, really quickly. So we shall see.
It's interesting, for sure.
It's going to be interesting because I don't know if there's a lot of people she listens to right now. I'm not sure. I don't really get the feeling I feel like after the conservatorship was lifted, Britney felt free. You know, everything was free Britney, and I feel like she's living up to that slogan quite nicely at this stage of the game, even as weird as it sometimes gets. Now, did you see, too, along with Britney news, her younger son is going to turn 18 in 5 weeks, so she no longer has to pay Kevin Federline $40,000 a month. $40,000 a month is what she's been paying him in child support. You want to talk about freeing Britney and getting rid of that conservatorship. That's going to be a huge chunk of change back for her. And I get it. She had a lot of money. She made millions. Kevin Federline did the heavy lifting when Britney needed help the most and took care of the kids. Not that I have that much respect for Kevin Federline either. However, 40 grand a month for child support. Wow, there's people who aren't making that a year, Finn.
Right? Exactly. Wow, 18 years old already.
I know. Wow. I know. The older one is done. She's been paying child support for however many years now, since they were very, very young, 5-6 years old. The older one, he is already aged out of the child support system, we'll say. But then you've got the younger one who, again, will turn 18 in 5 weeks here. So she'll be done.
That's crazy.
Sending payments to Kevin Federline, which really makes me wonder how many reality shows he's going to do after that, because the dude couldn't make it on 40 grand a month and was doing all those weird reality shows there for a while, and now he's not going to have any money coming in. Does he do anything? I'm pretty sure he doesn't do anything.
No.
Again, people around Britney, that's what we need. This is how you don't get yourself into these weird situations.
It's really troubling when you see people that are around a star like that, the sycophants, you know, that just,
it's sponges,
little vampires.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, before we wrap up and talk about weather, of course, we got to do some Olympic highlights once again, because it was a big day for Team USA. They finally passed China yesterday for the sole lead in gold. Women's wrestler, I hope I pronounce this right, because I haven't been following it that much, Amit Alor dominated in her gold medal match, and the U.S. snagged two more golds in track and field. Underdog Cole Hawker won the men's 1,500-meter race, and Gabby Thomas won the women's 200-meter. U.S. also grabbed a silver in women's hammer throw, a bronze in men's boxing, and two more bronze medals in track and field. Now, altogether, we entered yesterday tied with China at 21 golds, but they only tacked on one more yesterday, underachievers. So here's how the standings looked coming into today. Team USA entered today leading with 24 golds. China has 22, Australia 14, France 13, and Great Britain 12. And the U.S. also moved further ahead in the overall medal count with 86, then China with 59. And of course, there's going to be mostly track and field action today. A lot of the things that were happening last week wrapped up early this week, so it's really the big focus is on track and field. Yeah. Snoop is still over in Paris. He is the official ambassador. He went to a couple of horse events this weekend, and his bestie showed up. They dressed up in all of their equestrian attire, he and Martha, and they were out in the fields together watching the equestrian events together. Aww. I know, it was very, very sweet. Now, anybody who's excited about seeing Snoop Dogg at the Olympics, because he's added a whole new fun element to the whole thing this year. He really seems to be having the time of his life at the Summer Olympics. He's really living his best life, and we should be living vicariously through him. It's easy to forget, though, that he is actually working when you see all the fun he's having. We know that he's getting paid, and in fact, it's a pretty big sum of money. Sources say that Snoop is making $500,000 a day as an NBC correspondent.
Wow,
somebody's making more than Federline off of this whole gig. Yeah, there we go. Now, if you include some of the bonuses that Snoop is getting, he's going to pocket $15 million for his time in Paris. As for his role at the Games, he recently said, quote, "I'm doing the things that I do politically politically to stay correct and just being Snoop Dogg. That's what I know how to do the best." And he has been super fun. I don't care if he's getting paid astronomical sums of money. He's been really fun to watch over the last few
days. I'd love to see a highlights reel of all of his best moments. That would be fun.
You know, and he's a very animated dude when you take off the sunglasses. So there's been some really key moments where we've actually gotten to see Snoop's facial expressions when Team USA has done some really awesome stuff. And so it's been really a whole lot of fun. He's got like his own lapel pins and everything now, which is really kind of awesome as well. So Snoop at the Olympics. I hope that's a tradition that we keep going for a while, because it's super fun. Who doesn't
something
love
that we all didn't know we even needed?
Right?
We read, you know, but it's
how
been
can
so
you
much
not love
fun
a
watching.
High Snoop Dogg at the Olympics. It's good stuff. Yeah. It's good TV, people. Taking a look at the forecast right now. This is also some good stuff, because this weather over the next few days is going to be beautiful, Finn. Mostly sunny, 77 today, partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Clouds rolling in tomorrow with a high near 78. Then on Friday, lots of sunshine, a high near 72. Right now, it's 54.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Baldwin Funeral Services urges you to be a voter in this and every election. Let your voice be heard. All registered voters can request a no-excuse absentee ballot, but remember, you need an adult witness to sign it. To learn more about voting, go to civicmedia.us/vote. This message made possible by Baldwin Funeral Services, located at 520 East Street in Baraboo. Family owned and run for over 80 years. Visit them online at Baldwin. FuneralServices.com.
7:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Wednesday. It's Blink 182 now with all the small things on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:37 right now. And if you like to save money and you like to shop local, then you need to start your day by going over to maxfmbigdeals.com. And boy, oh boy, do we have an offer for you. It's one of our big deals of the day. 50% off one of our amazing stores. Today, it happens to be DEZ Tactical Arms. This is for 1 hour in their indoor shooting range, a $25 value. I don't want to make you do math early in the morning, so I'll do it for you. With that 50% off, that comes to $12.50. That is all you're going to pay today. No promo code needed. All you have to do is go shopping over at maxfmbigdeals.com. We'll take care of all the numbers for you. You just got to check out and save a whole lot of money in the process. Instant download available with that certificate as well, which means you don't have to wait for us to send you anything. It's there on your phone, and you're enjoying an afternoon at the range if you're so inclined this week. So definitely check that out while you're over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Lots of other inventory for you to purchase as well. We're talking things for you, things for the home, food options, adult beverages, a whole lot of entertainment for the whole family, too. MaxFMBigDeals.com. A little extra in the wallet, a great way to start a Wednesday. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Beautiful and boring over the next few days. We like those two B's in life, right? Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports next year on MaxFM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Callan Ray won for the 10th time this season, holding the Atlanta Braves scoreless on 5 hits over 7 shutout innings to lead the Brewers to a 10-0 win over the Braves in Atlanta. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Willie Adames homered twice and drove in 4 runs in the series' opening victory. Brewers stayed 6 games in front of the Cardinals, who beat Tampa Bay 4-3. San Diego down Pittsburgh 6-0. Cincinnati 8, Miami 2. Cubs over the Twins 7-3. White Sox have finally ended their long 21-game losing streak, knocking off Oakland 5-1. The 21-game skid matched the American League record set by the 1988 Orioles. Midwest League Quad Cities beat Wisconsin 5-0. West Michigan down Beloit 7-1. And the Packers announced yesterday that quarterback Jordan Love will start the preseason opener against the Browns in Cleveland on Saturday. Coach Matt LaFleur said other veterans will also play to knock the rust off. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 78. Friday, sunshine, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7.
7:41 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970. Men at Work and Who Can It Be Now on 99.7 Max FM.
It's not the future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
It's 99.7 Max FM, 7:45 right now. And Finn, before we jump into birthdays, I found this to be very interesting this morning. You know, we do love our science around here at Max FM. And researchers figured out the perfect kid song. And thank goodness it's not Baby Shark. Every parent just breathed a collective sigh of relief on that, even parents of older kids. It turns out that it's Radio Gaga by Queen. Not just Radio Gaga, Queen's We Will Rock You and Single Ladies by Beyonce also fit the bill as far as the perfect kids song. And yes, I understand that those aren't exactly kids songs. A music psychology professor from the UK created this formula for the best children's song, and it's basically this. It should be 60 to 120 beats per minute with a, quote, marching or swaying rhythm and repetitive rhyming lyrics. It should also be in a major key. And all three of those songs, Radio Gaga, We Will Rock You, and Single Ladies, even if they're not exactly kids' songs, they all fit this formula that he came up with. So there you go.
Wow. It's weird, too, because I remember playing Radio Gaga for my sons when they were younger, and they still, I mean, they still know that song, love that song. Maybe it's the Goo Goo Gaga thing,
perhaps,
too. Maybe that.
Perhaps. I was thinking about that as I was going through this morning. I was like, you know, I said, babies could probably get down to the Goo Goo Gaga part of it.
Right?
But I do love that, though, because Dexter, you know, Dexter's my beat kid, obviously. Obviously, he's the drummer. Max played piano. As we've talked, it wasn't a passion project for Max. It was literally a way to have order and rhythm in life. And he never played with a lot of emotion, though. It was just very mechanical. Dexter is the one who feels the music a little bit more. And from the time, oh gosh, he could basically move his body. You know, I figured out, first of all, this will tell you exactly why Dexter loves beats so much. The other day, I was on my Spotify account, and we were in the car and we were driving, and I just needed mindless music without any interruptions, right? I just wanted one song to go from one to another. And I pulled out a list that Corey shared with me. And this basically has everything on it that he just really loves. And as Dexter and I were listening to this list, he looked at me and he goes, "What is wrong with my father?" There was everything from like club dance mixes on it, and then it would go into Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. And Dexter was like, "What is wrong with this man?" He's like, "This is like the ultimate old man list, if I've ever heard one." So with that being that information being known, you can imagine the type of stuff we listened to when the boys were really little. It always had some sort of beat. And from the time Dexter could actually figure it out and move his little body, he would sway all the time to all of the songs with a beat. And he loved rhythm, and he would sway in perfect sync. And I'm not even joking, because we used to laugh about it. He had better rhythm than I ever thought about having. He would play in he would sway in perfect beat to it. So I think there is something to this formula that this particular professor came up with, because you know, if they can hear it and they can pick up on beat, they're going to move to it a little bit.
Certainly.
Even when they're
think when you're a little kid, and little kids, they really pay attention to all of that stuff, and like with We Will Rock You. You've got the drums and then you got the hand claps, and that's how the song starts out. And immediately, I mean, we've, as adults, we've heard that song 10 trillion billion times, right? But when you're a kid and it's new and fresh to your ears, you're hooked right away as soon as you hear the drums and the hand claps.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I love it. And I love a song with a strong beat. Now, I'm not quite into the club mixes like my husband is. Come on now. How much Cascada does one grown man need on a playlist? But, you know, I mean, it's funny. And I think the formula is definitely true. And here's the other thing I love about kids. We all love to watch those awesome videos of kids dancing and feeling the beat. But here's the thing. They have no inhibition. And I love that about kids because they don't think twice about how silly they look. They just feel it and they go with it, and it doesn't matter if the dance moves or the actual dance moves, they're gonna have fun with it. I think as adults we could learn a few things from kiddos watching them with absolutely no inhibition, just living in that moment, enjoying the music. So if you've got a little one, Radio Gaga this morning, We Will Rock You, Single Ladies by Beyonce. They're all songs that you can get down to with as well, mom and dad. It's we're not pulling out the baby shark here, we're pulling out the big guns in order to enjoy music. I think it's important when you can enjoy the same music as your kids as well. It makes life seem a little easier.
Exactly. And dads, we know when they're not looking, we're all doing the air guitar, air drums thing anyway, just as long as nobody's looking.
Right? Yeah. Oh, no. Corey Hartman doesn't care. He'll throw his hands up to Party in the USA right along with Miley Cyrus all at the same time. And it's very, very strange phenomenon for a 46-year-old man. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It makes me laugh every single time because we talk about no inhibitions. At that moment in time when he's throwing his hands up, there's butterflies flying away.
Foot loose and fancy free.
He's feeling it. He's feeling that one. I don't know why that became an anthem for my husband, but it certainly
He's got the music in him.
Now, we have our birthday list that we have to take a look at here this morning. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can still text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. We're going to start right here at the top of the list with Francesca Eastwood. Yes, that is a very famous last name because she happens to be Clint's daughter. You might remember her as Molly on Heroes Reborn, and she also did a Western called Outlaws and Angels. Her dad is much more famous than she is, by the way.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, she's celebrating her 31st birthday. Angels outfielder and one of the best all-around players in baseball today, Mike Trout, is celebrating his 33rd birthday. Abby Cornish is also on the list. Now, she plays John Krasinski's love interest in Amazon's Jack Ryan series. She is celebrating her 42nd birthday. Charlize Theron, who is Cypher in the Fast and the Furious movies. I mean, the woman's got a resume that's a mile long. We'd be here actually all day if we went through everything. She is celebrating her 49th birthday today.
But not on the list to play Britney Spears.
No. I mean, you got Meryl Streep on there. If you go past the top 15, there's actresses like Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone and things like that. But no Charlize Theron.
No, Charlize.
The world decided that she was too old, but Meryl Streep was not.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'll never understand. Michael Shannon, who is the obsessive prohibition officer Nelson Van Alden on Boardwalk Empire. He also plays General Zod in Man of Steel. He is 50 years old. We have Harold Perrineau, who played Michael on Lost. I probably just screwed up his last name horribly.
No, you were close.
Okay, all right. We'll go with it this morning. Thank you for making me feel better. He was also Link in The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolution. He is celebrating his 61st birthday. Ramon Estevez, who is the older brother of Charlie Sheen, the younger brother of Emilio Estevez. He's also the star of The Dead Zone, in which he was teenage boy with camera. Ramon's dad, Martin Sheen, was one of the stars of that particular movie. Anyway, Ramon celebrating his 61st birthday. We have Maggie Wheeler, who is also celebrating a birthday today. You all know her best is Janice on Friends. She was also Trinette on Archer. Now, she actually does have that really annoying voice a little bit. She's like, I think she plays it up, obviously, for Janice on Friends. And it's not quite as bad as Fran Drescher, but it can be right up there. It can be right up there. Anyway, she is 63 for Maggie Wheeler today. Holy buckets. David Duchovny, who played Fox Mulder on The X-Files. He was also Hank Moody on Californication. He is celebrating his 64th birthday. We have Bruce Dickinson on the list today as well. Now, he is celebrating his 66th birthday. He is the lead singer for my Iron Maiden, who has defeated cancer. Some of their big hits include The Trooper, Run to the Hills, The Number of the Beast. Not to be confused with super producer Bruce Dickinson, as played by Christopher Walken in the More Cowbell sketch on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. There really is a music producer named Bruce Dickinson, but they are not the same people, right? And Bruce Dickinson, the producer, had nothing to do with the recording of Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper, for the record. Just happened to be a name that they used in the SNL sketch. Yeah. So that was a lot of history about one dude who's celebrating his 66th birthday today. At least we were able to parse it out nicely for everybody this morning. We have Wayne Knight on the list as well. He was Jerry's chubby arch enemy, Newman, on Seinfeld. He is 69 years old. Is there ever going to be a sitcom like arch nemesis as good as Newman? I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not.
I think that was an amazing role. I love that they only brought him out every so often, so you didn't get overtired of the Jerry Seinfeld Newman dichotomy.
They used it sparingly.
They did.
He's still pretty, I mean, we all know Newman from Seinfeld.
Of course. And Wayne Knight's a great character actor as well. Yeah. Rodney Crowell, who is a country singer, and I only bring this up because he actually had 5 straight number one hits back in 1988 through 1989. After all this, and that actually earned him a Grammy. And anytime you have somebody who has that kind of success, I feel like it's worth mentioning, even if we don't play their music, because it's something that you just don't see very often anymore. Anyway, 74. For him. And then finally, we end with Tobin Bell. He is Jigsaw in all of those Saw movies. He is celebrating his 82nd birthday today. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, it's easy. You just have to text us 355-9970. Taking a quick look at this forecast, it's going to be gorgeous over the next couple of days, Finn. Mostly sunny, 77 today, partly cloudy down to 58 tonight, mostly cloudy 78 tomorrow, then more sun and 72 on Friday. Right now, it's 53.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Bring your lawn chair and get ready to get your blues on at the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, Saturday, September 7th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Don't miss the sultry, self-taught prodigy, Ivy Ford, with diverse local groups including Dave Potter and Friends and Dead Henry. Just $10 gets you a drink in your hand, access to a cash bar, and the chance to purchase food from Red 6 Food Truck. Mark your calendar for the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, September 7th.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of August, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo youth football programs. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Right now, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We're going back to 1993 now. It's a one-hit wonder for the group Boy Crazy. That's What Love Can Do on 99.7 Max FM.